Good afternoon. A cold front and trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere continue to swing through interior New York and New England. A summer-like feel outside with increased humidity, a warm tropical southerly breeze, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will be common for a while, but as the trough pivots through, we'll have a gradual return to sunshine from northern and western parts of New York through the remainder of the state and eventually into New England by the end of the day. Regardless of how much sun shines, we should be well into the 70s to near 80 for afternoon highs. Into the night tonight, we'll start out dry, then we'll turn our attention to the south where the remnants of Tropical Storm Nate will be heading in our direction. Clouds will thicken, and the rain will break out from south to north across the area towards sunrise. Some of the rain could be heavy by early tomorrow morning, and more of that tropical feel again with lows back into the 60s. As the disturbance and its remnants move through the region tomorrow, we'll have more rain, steady at best and heavy at times, with temperatures holding in the upper 60s and lower 70s. The system is a fast mover and will pivot through the region on Monday night, and we'll have a drying trend towards sunrise on Tuesday. In fact, we'll expect increasing sunshine on Tuesday afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. High pressure will build in, keeping it dry on Tuesday night and into the day on Wednesday with sunshine, although some clouds will move back in on Wednesday afternoon in advance of the next disturbance with highs in the mid to upper 60s. That disturbance will move through on Thursday and Friday with the chance of showers both days, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the mid-60s toward the end of the week. By Saturday, we'll look for dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds as that disturbance departs, and highs will bounce back to the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Nate about 50 miles east-southeast of Meridian, Mississippi. Nate is moving quickly toward the north-northeast near 23 miles per hour. A turn toward the northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, Nate's center will continue to move inland across the Deep South, Tennessee Valley, and Central Appalachians through tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Nate is expected to continue to quickly weaken as it moves farther inland. It should degenerate into a remnant low late tomorrow. In addition to flood watches, tropical storm warnings remain in effect inland to northern Alabama and Georgia. Northward, high wind warnings and wind advisories have been issued for the southern Appalachians. Meanwhile, winter storm watches have been issued for the Rockies of northern Colorado and southern Wyoming for tonight and tomorrow for snowfall totals of 6 to 10 inches with localized amounts of up to 14 inches. Denver is expected to pick up 3 to 7 inches of snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Palm Springs and Lake Elsinore, both in California, to a low of 22 at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers and storms near 80. Boston, cloudy and breezy with rain, a thunderstorm possible, mid-70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 79, set in 2011 and in 1993, and the record low, 21, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 7:01 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:24 p.m., 12 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley, Lake George area, for the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, and for the southern Adirondacks. Breezy, with a few leftover showers today, then partly sunny later this afternoon, and highs in the 70s to around 80. Thickening clouds with rain moving back in late tonight and lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with steadier rain and possibly a thunderstorm moving in tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with a steadier rain and perhaps a thunderstorm moving in tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Breezy, with a few leftover showers and a thunderstorm possible this afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. Thickening clouds with rain moving back in late tonight and lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain heavy at times, highs in the lower 70s. Perhaps a leftover shower early Tuesday morning, then increasing sunshine upper 70s. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Wednesday, mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday with the chance of showers mid-60s and a mix of sun and clouds lower 70s on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.